जय गोपी जन बल्लभा गिरिवर धारी जय जय गोपी जन बल्लभा गिरिवर धारी जय जसोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जसोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर वनचारी जमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे हरे जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम। जय राधे श्याम राधे श्याम राधे श्याम जय राधे श्याम। निताई गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल। जय ओं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमत् अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद महाराज की, स्कंद संस्थापक आचार्य शील प्रभुपाद महाराज की, समवेत भक्त वृंद की, ग्रंथराशि मद भागवत महापुराण की, निताय गौर हरि प्रेमानंदी हरि हरि हरि। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरयेत्। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। So today we are going to read from Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuranam, Canto 10, Chapter 30, Text 29. Dhanya aho ami alyo, Govindangri abjarena baha, Jan brahme suramadevi, दधुर्मृध्नि अंघनुत्तये। धन्या अहो अमि अल्यो गोविंदांघ्री अब्जरेणभ जान ब्रह्मेशो रमादेवी दध्नु मूर्धे अघ्नुतये। गोविंदाग्रे अवजरे नमः। गोविंदाग्रि अब्जरेण वह ज्ञान ब्रह्मेश्वरमा देवी अमे अल्य गोविंदाग्रि अब्जरेण वह ബ്രഹ്മേശ്വരമാദേവീ ഗന്ധർവമർദ്ധിനി അംഗനുത്തയേ. എനി വൈഷ്ണവീസ്, word meaning dhanyah sanctified, aho aha ami these, alyah o gopis, govinda of govinda, angri abja of the lotus like feet, renavah the particles of dust, Yan, which, Brahma, Lord Brahma, Ishao, and Lord Shiva, Rama, Ramadevi, the wife of Lord Vishnu Ramadevi, Dadhuhu, take, Murdhani, on their heads, Agha, of their sinful reactions, Nuttaye, for the dispelling, translation and purport by the followers of His Divine Grace, Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, O Gals, the dust of Govinda's lotus feet is so sacred that even Brahma, Shiva and the goddess Rama take their dust upon their heads to dispel sinful reactions. Purport. According to Srila Vishnu Chakravarti, who quotes from Shastra, each day in the late afternoon, as Krishna returned from the cow pastures with his cowherd boyfriends, great demigods like Brahma and Shiva would come down from heaven and take the dust of his feet. Great personalities like the goddess Rama, the wife of Vishnu, Shiva and Brahma are not at all sinful, but in the ecstasy of pure Krishna consciousness, they feel themselves fallen and impure. Thus, desiring to purify themselves, they blissfully take the dust of the Lord's lotus feet on their heads. ഓം അജ്ഞാനം തിമിരാന്ധസ്യ ജ്ഞാനാഞ്ജനശ്ലാഖയ ചക്ഷുരുന്മീലിതം ജേന തസ്മൈ ശ്രീഗുരവേ നമ ശ്രീചൈതന്യമനോഭീഷ്ടം സ്ഥാപിതം ജേന ഭൂതലേ സ്വയം രൂപകദാമഹ്യം ദദാതി സ്വപദാന്തികം വന്ദേ അഹം ശ്രീഗുരോ ശ്രീജുതപദകമളം ശ്രീഗുരുന് വൈഷ്ണവാംശ ശ്രീരൂപം സഗ്രജാതം സഹഗണം രഘുനാഥം നിതം തം സജീവം സാദ്വൈതം സാവധൂതം പരിജനസഹിതം കൃഷ്ണചൈതന്യദേവം ശ്രീ ശ്രീ രാധാകൃഷ്ണപാദാൻ സഹഗണലളിത ശ്രീവിശാഖാനുതം ച ഹേ കൃഷ്ണ കരുണാ സിന്ധോ ദീനബന്ധോ ജഗത്പത്തെ ഗോപേശ ഗോപികാകാന്ത ശ്രീരാധാകാന്ത നമസ്തുതേ തപ്ത കാഞ്ചന ഗൗരാംഗീ ശ്രീരാധേ വൃന്ദാവനേശ്വരി വൃഷഭാനുസൃതേ ദേവി പ്രണമാമി ഹരിപ്രിയേ ജയ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധര ശിവാസാദി ഗൗരഭക്തവൃന്ദ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ ഹരേ രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ. സോ ദിസ് ഈസ് വെരി എൻചാന്റിംഗ് ഡിസ്ക്രിപ്ഷൻ ബൈ ദി ഗോപീസ് ബ്രജഗോപികാസ് വൈൽ ദേ വേർ സെർച്ചിംഗ് ഫോർ കൃഷ്ണ ഇൻ ദി ഫോറസ്റ്റ്. ദേ ആർ വെരി മച്ച് റെസ്റ്റ്ലെസ് സെർച്ചിംഗ് ആഫ്റ്റർ കൃഷ്ണ. And one point they saw the marks of lotus feet of Krishna. By seeing that, they become very assured that if his footprints are here, so he must be somewhere. So they become very assured and very happy, and they try to search more in that particular direction. And they went little far, they saw not only Sri Krishna's footprint, some other lady's footprint is there next to Sri Krishna's footprint. So then they stop there, because they are all premikas of Krishna. It is natural for any premikas, when they see one competitor is there, and Krishna, he left us and took her only, and she left away. So she became very envious. They, all of them become envious, and they sit down there and try to meditate, and different kinds of thoughts they are thinking. So those who are, there are various groups of gopikas, Krishna's gopikas, there are four varieties of satakoti gopi. When they are in the rasa dance, there are four grades: swapakhya, vipakhya, shrutpakhya, and tatastha. So all among them, those who are vipakhya, they could not understand which footprint it is. They become little envious, but they cannot mark out. But the swapakhya, they immediately recognize this is Radhika's. And they try to glorify the glorious position of Radhika. So much fortunate. How much aradhana, the last verse we have already, aneva radhita anunam. So when they were thinking, and some of them saying, becoming envious, some of them glorifying, and those who are surut, they said, Baba, whatever, we have to search, this is our project. So they are contemplating all these things. But those who are tatastha, their nature is like that. No matter whoever Krishna's group, whom likes, we have to please both of them. So they said, Are Baba, why you are wasting time? Just argument, whose footprint is Radhika, not this group, this lady, that lady, why you are wasting time for that? We don't know whose footprint is that. But don't waste time. Just see our Krishna, our dear most Krishna's footprint. That's for sure. That's for sure this is Krishna. We are very much assured that this is Krishna's lotus feet print. So they started glorifying the dust particle of Krishna's lotus feet. They said, don't waste time in argument. Just come with us and take the dust particle of Krishna's lotus feet. The dust particle which touches the Krishna's lotus feet, they are so fortunate. Dhanya, O all the gopikas, just come and take this dust and smear all over your body, smear on your head, then you can be successful in your mission. You can find Krishna, and the restlessness, the frustration, the misery what you are getting in the separation from Krishna, without Krishna, all will be mitigated. Just take shelter of the abjarena baha, Govindagri abjarena baha. This the dust particle which touches the lotus feet of Krishna, that is so potent, that is so powerful. What to speak of us? Are Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, even Goddess Lakshmi, they used to come and take this dust particle and put their head to become free from their sinful reactions. In this, actually, the three names they have taken. In the sequence, the Brahma, and better than Brahma is Shiva, more powerful, more better, and best is Lakshmi, she is wife of Vishnu. Even they used to come and take the dust particle to purify themselves. Somebody say, Brahma, Shiva, Lakshmi, they cannot be impure. They don't have any sin. Yes, we know that. But still, in the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness, in the love, everybody, because they cannot get the chance, what this brother Mani is getting there, they cannot get the chance to dance with Krishna, to sing with Krishna in this bank of Jamuna. So they are saying, we are good for nothing. We are not selected for this drama. So they are considering themselves very fallen, very impure. And that's why they used to come to Braja and take the dust particles of Krishna's little feet and put on their head to be qualified someday, sometimes, for that kind of lila. So they are saying, so why you are doing argument here and there? Just come. So in this discussion, somebody say, the Braja Gopikas are priyasis. They are madhurjamayi. They are always observed in madhurya. But here, why they are glorifying? This is aishurya. This is part of aishurjamayi lila. So how they have changed their position or what? From madhurya they shift to aishurya or what? No. They are not doing like that. Actually, this is the characteristics of love. When the pure love exists, these symptoms are there. Even we are seeing in this material world, any bad-looking boy or bad-looking girl, if they fall in love with each other, that boy will see that girl, oh, she is the beautiful, most beautiful among all. And that girl, even the boy is blackish or whatever, she will consider in his eyes the glorious beauty will come and she will see that boy the most beautiful one. Because this is out of love. Love will make them like that. So because these Braja Gopikas, they are in so much pure love with Krishna. So that is due to their love and so much attachment, loving attachment. So these feelings are coming with them. The Aishurya Bhava, the glories are coming. So when somebody love each other, so one part to the another counterpart, the another beloved, he will see each and every particle, each and every part of his body and each and every particle used by that person is glorious and try to glorify. So nice. So this is the love make them, compel them to think like that. So if this ordinary love, this is not love, this is lust. If the lust can do like that, what to speak of pure love? The Gopikas have not a tinge of lust in their heart. They are pure love because whatever they are saying, whatever they are doing, whatever they are thinking, whatever they are speaking, everything is only to please the Supreme Lord. They don't have any tinge of desire in themselves to be satisfied or to be happy. They don't have any desire like that. So that is pure love. Krishna Sukha Prityarthe. So they have so much intense love and attachment towards Krishna. So that's why when they saw Krishna Padarenu, this dust particle which touched by the lotus feet of Krishna, so they become, this dust particle becomes so glorious. So they try to narrate the glories of that dust particle. So here, in that mood, so the Braja Ramanis, the Braja Gopikas, are glorifying the Govindagri Abjarenavaha. That Renavaha, that dust particles, one small particles of dust, they are saying, Dhanya, they are so fortunate. Why? Now because they are touched by the lotus feet of Krishna. Anything touched by the lotus feet of Krishna, they become supremely fortunate. So these dust particles are not ordinary one. All the dust particles in the Braja, because Krishna never used shoes or chappals here in Braj. Always you are walking barefoot. So that's all these dust particles of Braja, they are supremely fortunate. And Chakravarti Thakur is saying that even the Gopavalakas, they have seen sometimes. Sometimes when they used to come back from the cowherd pasturing ground, they saw sometimes when they Krishna was coming in flute, dancing mood, and cows are there, and Brahma, Shiva, Lakshmi, Dev is to come down. For what? They had to come down to take some dust and put their head. And they became so krita kritya. So become so dhanya, just by taking the dust particle. Why they are taking? They are seeking, if you will take this dust particle, these dust particles are so potent and so powerful. By the help of that, someday we will be able to enter these loving pastimes in Braja. That is their expectation. Now we are not that qualified one, that's why I rejected. But we can be selected if we go through this shelter of this dust particle. They can enable us. So, bringing that example, this Tatastha Gopis, they are saying, why you are wasting time here and argument and all that, thinking, forget everything, just come together. Come everybody together and take these dust particles, Baba. This dust particle have that powerful and that much potency they have, they can free us from all the tension and they can help us in achieving Krishna. We can have Krishna because they are that powerful. So just don't waste time, command that. What is the proof? Now proof is Brahma, Shiva and Lakshmi. Even they used to come. So this glorification of loving things and the most loving things, whichever is connected with Krishna. Even in this material dealings also we see, even if the mother is so much love with her son, the son went somewhere, if she saw the one piece of garment or a chapel or anything connected to that boy, that child, she'll remember him. She will remember him because of love. She is so much attached to love. She will think, oh, she is here, he is here, like that. So like that, the Gopikas, just by seeing the dust particle, Govindangri Abjarenavaha, they became so happy. Now they are saying, we will achieve Krishna. They became so happy. So this kind of mood, it's always there in love. It is described in 5th canto Bhagavatam, where Bharat Maharaj, when he left his empire and went to forest for doing penance, and he was doing penance, and you all know that how he fell in love with one mrigasavak, one deer. So that young deer was so much attracted Bharat Maharaj, and they became fell in so much love with that small deer, young deer. One day that deer went out to the forest and didn't come for a long time, and Bharat Maharaj shout some name, must meet me, something name must be there. So he was shouting the name of that deer and searching for her, going. And while he was searching in forest, and he saw the footprints of that deer, young deer, then he became so happy by seeing the footprint of that young deer. Rajarshi Bharat became so happy. He is glorifying that footprint. He said, oh, dhanya, oh, earth, the earthly planet, oh earth, you are so fortunate because you are carrying this footprint of my loved one, my dear. This is so soft one, so nice footprint, so nice dear. He became blind due to love, fell in love with that deer, and is glorifying the footprints of that deer and telling that Prithivi Devi will become so fortunate. And those who are Brahmanas, even they will do Jagya ceremony when they will see this so auspicious and pure mark of my dear boy. The deer, they are saying. And he said that when Krishna Sara Mriga Madachinna, that is the best place for doing Jagya. So he is glorifying even the Pasu, a deer. and his footprints, he is glorifying that it will pure the earthly planet. I mean, the Brahmanas will select that place because the Padachinna is there, become so auspicious, they are selected for doing their jagya. So if one mere mruga savaka, one deer, and the footprint of deer is so much glorified by Rajarshi Bharat, he is not ordinary person. It is so much renowned person, Rajarshi Bharat. In that stage, if he is glorifying a mere footprint of a beast, a deer's footprint, wow, why? Because he is feeling so much love. He has so much love and attachment to that deer, so he forget everything, he is glorifying only his mood and his intelligence and his drishti, his eyesight is covered with love. He will see only best things, only glorious things in that mark. So just think of it. If the deer, if beast, and if Rajarshi Bharat can glorify like that, then what is the position of the Braja Gopikas and Krishna? Krishna is not something, is out of glorification only, this is too much glorified like that. No. This is fact. Krishna is so pure, Krishna is so great, that there is no comparison. There is no comparison. Yataha prabhrutir bhutanam. He is the only person who is the source, who is the cause of everything. All entities, whole universe, everything that comes, Krishna is the source. He was there before. He will be there after. He is there now. Everything, every action, everything, he is the supreme cause. And it is not something flattering, just like Bharat Maharaj, out of flattering, out of love, is flattering. Oh, my dear, footprints of the deer is so nice. Not like that. Krishna's footprint is fact. Factually that glorious. Factually that glorious. Charana Renu. So the Vaishnava acharyas, they used to glorify Radhika Charana Renu Bhushana Kariya Tanu. If they are glorifying the dust particles of Radharani's footprint, and Radharani is glorifying the dust particle of the footprints of Krishna, so then imagine what is the power and potency of Krishna's footprint and dust particles. Even in many places it is said the Dharti Devi, that's why Krishna walked down barefoot. Dharti Devi, she will supremely blessed, she will feel really decorated when the marks of footprint of Krishna is there on his surface, on her surface. The earthly planet will become so much happy, so much glorious. She feels so much supremely fortunate, is it, just by carrying the footprints of Krishna. And this is fact. When Uddhava was coming to Braja, Akrura was coming to Braja, when they saw the footprints in the way, and they jumped from their car and rolled down in their footprint. Because they know this is not flattering. Because even Akrura, he knows what is the potency, what is the power of that dust particle. He was thinking, no, I don't know, Krishna will see me or not. Krishna said, you are the employee of Kamsa, forget, how can you come? He was in doubt. But when she saw the footprints and the dust in the jungle, in the Vrindavan, and he jumped from his car and was rolling down in their dust particles of which Krishna's Govindangri Abjarenabha. He rolled down there and now he is fully convinced that definitely I will achieve the success. Krishna will see me, Krishna will love me, Krishna will accept me because I have taken shelter of the dust particles of Krishna's total feet. in Akura became convinced. And this has happened. This happened even the Brajadevi. Brajadevi thought, till now, whoever come to Braja was all antipathy. Kamsa's people, they come and they have different desire. They want to hurt Krishna. But the first time is a devotee is coming. Though he is an employee of Kamsa, but first time he is coming to Braja, he is a devotee. So how to deal with that? How to deal with this person? Because he is not antipathy. he is favorable. How to deal? But anyway, I will stop him because he is coming to as a other carrier of Kamsa. But now Brajadevi becomes, I can't do anything because now he is rolling down, he is putting the dust particles on his head and he is smearing the dust particles on his body. Now I can't do anything. This Maya, even Jogamaya is surrendering now. Forget, I can't do anything. He has gone beyond my jurisdiction. I can't harm him, I cannot stop him. Why? No, because he took the shelter of the dust particles of Krishna's lotus feet. That is so powerful. Not only Krishna's lotus feet, anybody, any person's, the feet carries the weight. Yes, the whole load is carried by the feet only. So if you want to get some mercy, if you want to get any blessings, if you want to get any help, if you want to get any support, so just toss the feet of anybody you want to get. Come on. Easily you will get it. Isn't it? In this material world also, if you want to, somebody want to take revenge and you are very angry, to just go blindly, immediately, like rod, fall down and touch his feet. Immediately he will cool down. Okay. But okay, no problem. That is the power of the feet. Even we ordinary people, if you can do like that by glorifying the feet, by touching the feet, by putting your head on the feet, you are getting the blessings, getting the mercy, getting safe and getting support. If ordinary people like us have that potency in our feet, so just imagine what potency Krishna's feet has. Krishna's feet has. Jasya smarana matrena sarva papa vimuchyate. Krishnangri, Govindangri. In each scripture, in a Vedic scripture, Upanishads, everywhere it is said, just contemplate, just meditate, just pray, and just focus your mind and intelligence and thinking power at the dust of the lotus footprint of Krishna. Just contemplate how the footprints are there. That's why Krishna is not wearing chappal or any shoes, so that the other entities, they can meditate on the footprints. And the dust of the earth, the dust, they will become fortunate by touching the direct contact of Krishna. Krishna is totally antimatter. Nothing matter is there. Fully chinmaya. Sachidananda ghana vigraha. So his foods is talwa. Is also complete chinmaya. And not only chinmaya, it's all potent like Krishna himself. That much potent. So that's why any part of anything, what to speak of dust particle, anything touched by Krishna, Krishna's feet, he says something strange happen. Even Lord Rama, when he touched like a stone, like a Ahalya Devi, she became a woman. That's what there is a nice description in Ramayana, I think Manas, that how the boatman, when Lord Ram want to cross over Ganga, he said, okay, I will help, but please, I have one demand, I want to wash your feet. Why? I know. What you know? I know the potency of your feet. For you I have no problem, but the problem is in your feet. Is the problem in your feet? What problem? No, Baba, I know. He tossed a piece of stone and she became a beautiful woman. This is the potency of your feet. And I have only one woman, I have one wife. and if you will touch this boat with your feet, this dust touching to your feet, if the dust touch to the nauka and the boats, two, three, then another man will come. So I difficult for me to maintain. I'm already 2 months with me, one wife. So nauka, naika. If that boat will become another woman, because if a piece of stone, this wood is better than stone, na? At least. If the stone can become a living woman, so then why not this? So then how will manage? So no, please excuse me, I know. I know the potency of your feet, the any particles, dust in your touch, in your feet, they can do strange things. They can do anything. So please, I am fearful. I want to wash it. Clean all the dust particle out of your feet. Then you can board on my boat. Because he is fearful of the dust particles. That dust particle is so potent and so powerful. Gomindangri abjarenabaha. That's all Brajagopikas. They are glorifying that dust particle. Govind Angri Abja Renabaha. Renabaha, there are so many dust particles, small funder. This all of them are supremely fortunate and powerful and potent. They can give you anything you desire. Anything. So, and that's why the proof they are giving, that we know, we have seen, that even Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and even Goddess Lakshmi, Tapascharal Lalana, Kali of Nagapatnis, they are praying. We know that even Lakshmi Devi, she used to come down and she is performing tapasya even Belban now. She is not become qualified yet to enter to the Braj pastimes. She still now she is doing her penance. Tapascharati Lalana. And what? Though Lakshmi Devi has got a place in the heart of Vishnu, but still he is saying, no, that is not a safe place. That is not that potent place. What do you want? I want to charana seva. I want to touch the feet of Krishna. He is not ready to stay there. Bakhya Vilasini is coming down from Bakhya to the lotus feet, because she knows the potency of the feet. She knows the potency of the down of the feet. And the dust particles, the potency of the dust particles of the feet of Krishna, she knows. Brahma knows, Shiva knows, but we don't know. That's why we are seeing the Rupa, so nice face, so nice mukut, so nice hand, but those who are really know the fact, tattagya, they will see only the foot, and down the foot. Yes, even big rishi munis, they are trying to see the Nakachandrika. He say, okay, forget feet, at the top of the front side, only fingers, not even fingers, the nails, not even the nails, but if you can see the light emanating from that nails, that is enough for us, and they are not getting even. They are not getting even. But these dust particles, they are getting it. They are directly touching to the lotus feet of Krishna. So, the Braja Gopika is saying, why you are taking so much stress and argument and which footprint, this footprint, forget all these things. You want to be with Krishna, you want to achieve your goal, just come and take help of that dust of that lotus feet. So that's why they are now glorifying the glories of lotus feet of the dust particles that come down from the lotus feet of Krishna. Lotus feet of Krishna. So anything connected to Krishna is glorious. Anything. Somehow jena tena prakarena mane Krishna nivesayat. Naraji used to say, forget in whichever way you want, just contemplate about Krishna. Think of Krishna. Mind of Krishna. Engage your all senses or mind, everything in Krishna, then you will be purified. Krishna is so pure. Anything comes contact with Krishna, you will become pure immediately. and among the all parts of Krishna's body, the Krishna's foot, the feet of Krishna is very, 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 very powerful, important in comparison to all other body. So that's why those who knows that, they will always meditate in Govinda Angri Sarana. Always they want to meditate in Sarana. And those who know more than that, they will not meditate on Sarana. They will meditate in the down part of Sarana. Though he knows better than that, they will say, forget that Sarana. Those who are trying the dust particles that are touching to this, that is enough. So that's why Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught us in his Sikhashtakam. Ai Nanda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitang Mang Visame Bhavam Madho Kripaya Tava Pada Pankaja Dhuri Sadrusang Vichindaya. Tava Pada Pankaja, your lotus feet, I want to be, please consider me as a dust particle of your lotus feet. Nothing else. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna himself. Not only Krishna, he is two in one. Radha and Krishna himself. So he is teaching up by his behavior that this is the supreme prayer. What is that prayer? If you pray and think and meditate and try to be like a dust particle of the lotus feet of Krishna, that is supreme achievement, the perfection. Ai Nanda Tanuja Kinkaram. Oh Nanda Tanuja, oh dearest son of Nanda, I am your servant, eternal servant, but now I have forget. Patitang Mam Visam, I am fallen one now in this Visama Sansar. Kripaya, please accept me, consider me as a mere dust particle of your lotus feet. So that should be the desire, that should be the goal of our sadhana, goal of our bhajan, pujan, whatever doing, that should be the goal. That if Krishna will consider, if anybody consider us, this jiva soul, as it is a mere dust particle of Krishna's lotus feet, then that is supreme perfection. It is the perfection to consider like that. Tava dhuni sadrusang vichintaya, please consider me like the Govinda Angri Padajare Abjareena Baha. That same thing the Braja Gopikas are saying like that. So Mahaprabhu, see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also teaching like that. He also thinking like that. So by that we have our Acharya. His name is Abhaya Charanara Bindare. Abhaya Charana. If you take the shelter of the lotus feet of this personality will make you free from all the fear, will make you fearless. Where you take part? Take part of his lotus feet, Charana. Because he has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. So anybody contact indirectly, if you cannot be directly contacted with Krishna's lotus feet, then if somebody has taken shelter of directly Krishna's lotus feet, then take the contact of that. In Bhagavatam it is said, Sukadeva Goswami is saying, if somebody is a devotee or follower of Krishna, if you connect yourself with that person, then you will be immediately, you will be purified. Immediately you will be purified. So the more it is come down, the more it will become potent, more powerful. So somehow or other, we have to meditate upon Krishna's lotus feet, not feet, the dust touches the Krishna's lotus feet through the parampara. All these acharyas, they are supremely contemplating and meditating on the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna. So following that path, we should always meditate on the dust particle of the lotus feet. Exactly the Brajagopikas, they are doing here. They are glorifying here in this particular verse. How supremely fortunate the dust particles of Krishna's lotus feet. Dhanya, O Sakhi, forget everything, just come and take shelter of that dust. just take shelter of that dust, you will become much more glorified and powerful than Brahma, Shiva, Lakshmi, just by taking shelter of that lotus feet, of that the dust of that lotus feet, just by doing that. So if the personality is like that, they are going for that job and trying their best to take the dust, then what, who we are? Tadera charana sevi bhakta sanevas janame janame hai ei abhilas. Nartandas Thakur is praying that I want to take many, many births, and only one desire I have. I want to be connected with the charana renu of the devotees. Because devotees are connected with the charana renu of the another devotee, senior devotees. And in the disciplic succession, they are connected with the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna. The current is coming down. If I am connected in anywhere, any plug, I will get the current. What is the proof? The proof is Patita Pavani Ganga. Ganga is nothing. Ganga is water, but that water touched by the dust particle of lotus feet of Krishna. That is his power. That is her power. And that power is so powerful. Millions and billions years ago, he touched the lotus feet of Krishna. Now it is not going down. He is fully charged. He is never getting down. Billions of years ago, the contact happened. And now even billions of people getting purified by touching that water. That is the power of Ganga Mata. Is Govinda Charanaduka. That water which touched with the feet of Govinda, that's why the color of Ganga Jal is a little matmaila. It's a bit, you know, not that clean. It's unclean because dust is there. Krishna's, the dust particle which touches with the feet of Krishna, that is there, mixed with that water. That's why its color is like that. That's why the power is like that. That is the power, Patita Pavani. It can purify any Patitas, Ganga. So that is also the glories of Govinda Charanang. Abjarenabha. Govinda Angri Abjarenabha. That is the proof, this water of Ganges. This is another proof. So if anybody, any entity want to achieve the supreme perfection in a very easy and simple way, then what should he do? Just try to observe his thinking, feeling, willing at the dust particle of Krishna. Forget Krishna, anybody connected to Krishna, his dust also. Tadera charana. Tadera means not Krishna. Not the devotees of Krishna. Anybody following in that line, if it does, then the same current will come and will achieve our supreme success. So, the same thing here, the Braja Gopikas, in this connection, they are glorifying the dust of the dust particles of the lotus feet of Krishna out of their intense love, their affection, and they are not flattering, they are saying facts. This is 100% fact that Krishna's footprint, the Krishna's, the dust touched to the feet of Krishna is really potent and powerful, that powerful. So all the gopikas, they are telling all the gopis, forget everything, just come and do these things. So like that, we are getting this lesson from their teachings, for their sayings. O Sakhi, then O devotees, forget everything, just come and meditate and contemplate and try to consider the dust particle of the lotus feet of Krishna. Nanda Kumar, Hare Krishna. Yes.
Welcome back home. What does it mean to take shelter of the dust of the lotus feet? I mean, how do you take shelter of the dust?
Wonderful question. How I can take shelter of dust?
Do we roll in it, or what do we do?
You can do that too, but not only doing that is not, because it is not available. If it is available, then we can smear and roll down, we can eat, and whatever we can do it. But now, the real meaning of taking shelter of the dust particle of Krishna's sutral feet is following the instructions coming down in the Acharya Pandishipik succession from Krishna. That is taking shelter of Krishna's sutral feet. Yes.
Hare Krishna. One question arises in our minds, is Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Lakshmi Devi herself has taken the dust of the lotus feet of Nanda Kumar, that is Vrajendra Nandan Krishna. Mm. So how come they do not attain that Madhurya Rasa or the highest bliss of Krishna Prema? And then what is our condition compared to them?
So, they are
so
on the
do
way.
We have any hope?
Yeah, they are hopeful. They are on the way. That they are not getting, they are going to get. They are in the process. So if you follow the process, then you will be hopeful also. Okay? Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, you have explained very nicely the glories of the, Hari Padaraja. So you see the last line, Brahma or Isha Ramadevi Dadhur Murdhani Aghanutai. So Brahmaji, Lakshmiji, Bhagavan Shankar, they are smearing the Hari Padaraja on their head to diminish, to finish their papa. Agha means papa,
yes,
tama.
Yes.
So my question is, what are the sins? What are the papa of Brahma?
You are not their class in the beginning.
Lakshmi.
It is already explained. Yes. I have already described that though they were pure, they don't have any sin. But when they coming to the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness, love of Krishna's loving pastimes, they are considering themselves impure. That is their consideration, fallen stage. See, that's why if they will take shelter of the dust of lotus feet, they have hope they will able to join the supreme pastimes in Praja. That's why they're considering themselves as fallen and sinful one.
They are not telling, gopis are telling.
Gopi, they are contemplating their mind.
Acha.
Yes.
Thank you.
On behalf of them, their gopis telling. That if these people are thinking like that, then why not you come down?
Rukmani also saying like that.
Saying, yes.
Yashangri Pankajara Jasnapana Mahanta Vanchanti Umapati Rivatmatam.
Hundreds and hundreds of examples are there. All they are always meditating the Pankajaraja, dust of the lotus feet of Krishna. Yes. Somebody else? Yes. Mataji, sir. Pass on. Behind. Some followers of Gopikas are asking.
I'd like to ask a question about dust. What's the significance? So what's the significance of dust? My conditioned mind cannot stop thinking the science of the dust. Why is the dust?
You understand?
So I'd like to know what's the significance of dust, why is dust, and what's the science behind it?
You want to know the significance of the dust?
Yes, element, yeah, of dust.
The unlimited significance, unlimited. What not it can give, what not. Even the dust particle, once touched the water became Ganga. That's not significant. Since billions of years, Ganga is so powerful, taking all the sins away. For what? Because of what? Because it's come contact with the dust of the Krishna's lotus feet. That is the significance. Okay? And many, many significance. That's what everybody, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, gopis, everybody is saying. And if you really prove, want to do it, then you take the lotus, shelter of that, then you will also observe it. Experience it.
You mean the earth element has all these five elements, which is water, fire, air, so that's why it's significant?
Is that in any way you think that is significant. In any way. Science will fail to check the significance. It's beyond that. Okay? Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, in your class you said Lord Chaitanya wanted to be meditated on the lotus feet of the dust particles. And my understanding of the higher realms of Bhav Bhakti, it's you meditate on a personal aspect of service you want to perform for Krishna. So I'm wondering how it seems from your class you were saying that the higher people, they don't want to meditate on Krishna's feet or his face, they just want to meditate on the lotus dust and of his servants. But then when you're kind of going into the higher realms of Bhav Bhakti, you have a personal person you're taking shelter of, as said by Rupa Goswami in the Upadeshamrita. So I'm wondering how we can understand these two statements of Lord Chaitanya and Rupa Goswami.
Yeah, all these Goswami and everything, they are also meditating on the dust. And because by the meditating of the dust, you can get the higher taste. You can get the whatever higher bhava. Without that, no way.
So when you go to the, I'm referring to the seventh verse of the Upadeshamrita, where you have a personal, or eighth verse, where you have a personal person, you're taking
Krishna shelter. And Krishna's dust, there's no difference. But Krishna is not so easily available, dust will be available. So that way, meditate on dust. This is similar to Krishna.
So then, but is there a point where you stop meditating on the dust and you meditate on the person?
You can do anything. Hmm? Anything you can do with the dust. You can meditate, you can take it, smear it, eat it, put it, worship it. Whatever you do it.
So then, how does that act in the how does it change when you go into Raganuga Bhakti?
Everything you will get. Everything what you want, you can get out of that.
Okay.
Yes, you can get breakfast also.
Yeah, Maharaj, a very beautiful class. Regarding the dust that we are talking onto, and where is the dust now? Krishna is not here. But if you go into the Chaitanya Charitamrita,
yes,
Mahaprabhu,
the dust is there in the liquid water of Gangaji. The same dust is still flowing, and the same dust is flowing through Bhagavatam, and the same dust is flowing through the Supreme Lord's Darshan.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said,
yes,
Bhakta Pada Dhuli, Bhakta Pada Jal, Bhakta Bhukta Vesesa, Teen Mahabal.
Yes.
So that's all the strength of Krishna's lotus feet has come into the devotee. That's why when we approach the devotee, we get. That's why even Raghuganait Tapasanayati Nasajjaya Nirvapanat Bina Mahatpada Raja Abhishekam. You need to smear. And that's why even
unless and until you take shelter of Raja, no question of getting killed.
And Srimad Bhagavatam is a representative of Krishna. Yasyam Visuryamanam Krishna Paramapurusha.
Yes.
And therefore Sugata Goswami elaborated it. Nigma Kalpataro Galitam Phalam Sukamukha. So the sufferance of the lotus feet of Krishna emanates from Sukhda Goswami, and we are all sitting here, we are taking that dust.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. గ్రంథా శ్రీమద్ భాగవత్ మహాపురాణ కి సమేత భక్త బృంద కి జయ.